Okay, election night coverage continues. Matt Jensen, the newest member of the Delta County Board of Commissioners. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well. Thank you, sir.
Well, let's talk about your thoughts on the numbers tonight, because it's not like you won by 7 votes or 4 votes or whatever like that. There may be a message in the totals tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think there was definitely a message in the totals, and not just in my race, but in the other two races as well. Those were pretty substantial margins across the board.
So why do you think that is? These guys have that were on the board until tonight have been there a long time and have the power of incumbency and name recognition and things like that.
You know, I think it really comes down to people taking notice of what's going on in their community, and they really didn't like the direction that it was headed, or, you know, how the board was being perceived and how they were conducting business. And the numbers, I think, definitely reflect that, you know, the people did not agree.
Is it change for the sake of having change, Matt, in your opinion, or is there something that all three of you will do and have promised to do that really struck with people in all three districts tonight?
You know, one of it, I think if you look on actually what was accomplished over the last 16 months and when it had been brought up, you know, it was kind of the excuse, well, because of the recall. Well, it was the actions that led to the recall. So I honestly think that in the coming months, I know I have a plan. There's definitely some things that I think will be very favorable to Delta County, especially our veteran demographic. So, yeah, I think part of it is civility. And you didn't seem to have, you know, that civility within the board. You didn't have real good decor. So, yeah, I think, and that's the difference. You know, it's being able, it doesn't, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what your political party and ideology is at this level. You need to be able to work with those in your community for the better good of our community.
And one of the priorities will be, Matt, to get the communities behind a millage for our veterans. And it may have been hard to sell that under the current situation. Do you feel this will help in that regard?
I definitely think it helps. I mean, when you look at the numbers, you know, the state average for the veteran demographics just under 5%. Delta County is at, you know, right around or above 10%. And we knew that even when I worked on, you know, helping the process for our military museum, that we have that kind of demographic here and that rich history. So, yeah, I think that will definitely help. One of the things will also, you know, again, anytime you have a millage is educating people and the voters on, you know, and it's 0.1 mil and how much that, you know, potentially translates for them individually as taxpayers, you know, to be able to help move this program forward. Right now you have one individual that's taking care of over 3,000 veterans in our population. I'm reasonably certain probably most doctors don't even have a ratio like that. So
Matt, I'll give you the last word. But would you like to say anything else to the people who voted tonight and even to those, Matt, who didn't vote for you tonight?
I think one thing we're going to see coming up is there's going to be a lot of positive things. You're going to see a board that will be able to have discussions. We may not always agree, but they're going to be civil. And, you know, it's going to be one of those that there are times you're going to agree to disagree. And, you know, to the individuals that, you know, the support and help from members of our community has been huge. It's been rather overwhelming. And, you know, those that may not have voted, when you look at the total numbers for turnout, that's coming around again. And, you know, there's some people on the fence, and I look forward to helping change their mind. And, you know, there's some individuals that, you know, that may not have voted for me this evening. And, you know, I still want to hear from them, you know, just because their views may differ. I still want to hear from them. I want their input. I want the public's input. That's something I very much believe in. And we could never have gotten to this point without a lot of work from a whole lot of people. This isn't something that just happened because, you know, a couple people decided they wanted to have a recall. There was a whole lot of people involved in that process from our community. And the thanks for, you know, I might have been the one with the name that won tonight, but it's all those individuals that made that happen. And, you know, the people, you know, wanted their voice heard, and it was heard. And so, yeah, this is a win, I think, for the citizens of Delta County.